Representatives of Major League Baseball's owners and players are planning to meet again this week to work on a new collective bargaining agreement. Meanwhile, Commissioner Bud Selig is threatening owners with a $1 million fine if they talk publicly about the negotiations. The president of the Players Union continues to deny that a September 16th strike date has been set. It seems the situation has reached a crucial stage, and commentator Frank DeFord is worried.
To visually appreciate how far apart baseball's union and management are, you need only to attend a major league game and notice how the players dress. In all other prime team sports around the world, the players are required to wear their uniforms, well, uniformly. In baseball, however, some of the diamond heroes wear their pants as +4s, bloused up around their knees. Others wear their pants more as long culottes, reaching down to their spikes. To inspect some teams, you would think it was an amateur softball game played for beer. If management cannot even affect a simple dress code, you can appreciate how difficult it remains still for it to obtain any substantive financial concessions with the union. Just about everybody in the know despairs that the players will go out on strike. This would, of course, be the greatest disaster ever for the old national pastime. Both sides are so much more vulnerable to adverse public opinion now. The commissioner, Bud Selig, commands even less respect since the all-star deadlock travesty. Now he's even been sued as a racketeer by one of his own clubs, Montreal. If this is not enough, the allegations made against the president of the United States that he acted in a grubby and sleazy fashion in land speculation for the Texas Rangers Stadium when he owned that team, reinforced the prevailing image that baseball owners, even baseball owners who become president, are a nefarious lot. The owners have always been accused of manipulating their books. So at a time when accounting malfeasance is so prominent in the news, distrust of the owners' pleas of poverty is heightened. As for the players, for them, who average millions of dollars in salary a year, to strike at a time when fans are losing jobs and nest eggs, this smacks of a display of vulgar greed that not even Alan Greenspan professes to see in boardrooms. Besides, the players are already being viewed as drug mutants, illegally smashing home runs and sacred baseball records alike. The baseball union remains virtually the only major sports organization in the world which tiptoes around the issue of steroids lest it intrude on the privacy of its muscular members. But the Baseball Players Association always prevails. Even as once it fought for principle in the American way, as now it stands for the right of the New York Yankees to destroy competition and the American League. Jimmy Carter, a president who did not grow rich as an owner, but who was only associated with baseball in the sense that he grew peanuts, which might be happily consumed at a game, has offered his services as a mediator. Would that the two haughty sides would accept the noble peanut vendor in their midst before a strike becomes inevitable for the season and catastrophic for the great game.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.